What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle, and it is just Danielle today. I don't have my other gal on the go with me because she is being a gal on the go, starting her first big girl, huge career. I'm so proud of her. Brooke is out in Boston. She just started her first job this week, so we're letting her get adjusted as needed. So I'm really excited to be here and sitting and doing a little solo episode for you guys. I feel like it's been a minute since I sat down and we just chatted. I'm going to be talking about my summer morning routine. I'm going to be catching you guys up on my life. It's just going to be a good day. I'm going to be talking about how to stay motivated midsummer because I am personally experiencing like that midsummer slump, and a lot of you guys asked me to provide some motivation. So I thought it would be a great time to do that because then it will also motivate myself. I wanted to thank Apartments.com for sponsoring this podcast. Apartments.com is the number one rental search site with the most listings of apartments, condos, townhomes, and houses. And Apartments.com has the cutting edge search tools to help you find your perfect place with ease. Apartments.com verifies all of their listings, which means they work to keep all information and pricing up to date so you're not wasting your time. So if you want to visit Apartments.com to find your next place to rent, go do so yourself. Change your apartment and change the world. I think it's a great place to find, you know, a new place to change your life and even the world. You can move closer to work, so you have a shorter commute. I know that's something that Brooke was looking into. She wanted to live somewhere that was close to where she was working, and she found the perfect place. So yeah, definitely go check out Apartments.com. All right, so hey guys, what's up? I'm recording. It's a Tuesday, and this podcast is going up on a Wednesday, so it's pretty current. That's what I like about the podcast. We're pretty current with them, so it's pretty up to date. Today is my getting my life back together day. I'm actually vlogging today, so look out for that video. But yeah, I'm just kind of getting back into routine. As you guys know, Brooke and I went to Greece for 10 days. I'm not going to talk about it that much because you guys, we did two episodes already basically about our Greece trip. So definitely go check out our last two episodes to get the full 411, and we're also both posting a ton of vlogs. I have one more Greece vlog going up from Mykonos, so it's a good time. And then I got home on Monday, and then I had a couple days, and I went to Georgia for the weekend because I can't stay away. So yeah, I'm just kind of getting my life back together, and then this Sunday I leave for a couple days. Every year my family does a family reunion in Illinois, my mom's side of the family, and we go to my grandparents' lake house, literally in the smallest town ever, and I love it. It is so nice. It's definitely a nice break, so I've got like a couple days in between, so I'm just like trying to get a ton of stuff done because I can't just sit around. I gotta do stuff. And then I guess we'll do a little recap. So then I go to Illinois, I come back for a day or two, and then I go to New York City for 2 weeks with Margot. We're interning with Wave. She's already there. You guys know I've talked about my internship before. I have a whole episode with the CEO of Wave, and we kind of talk about what I'm doing as an intern. So definitely go check that out. That's from like a couple months ago. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. We're staying in an apartment in New York City for 2 weeks. My apartment's super close to a SoulCycle, so I'm going to be thriving naturally. I'm excited to do an internship, and I'll definitely be updating you guys on that. Sorry, I always have to like catch my breath because recording alone, it's like you just keep talking. I don't have someone else to talk with me, but I also love talking, and I also had a nitro cold brew this morning, aka I have a lot of energy. I purposely like woke up this morning and went and got coffee and did the whole bit so that by the time I was caffeinated, it was time to record, and we're just dandy. So yeah, then I go to New York. Then I come back for 2 days, and then I go to Mexico with Revolve. So I'm very, very excited about that. I'm bringing Delaney with me. That is going to be so much fun. I'm literally peeing my pants. Like, what the heck? And then I come home for like 10 days, and then I move back to college and move into my new apartment. Delaney's going to be my roommate. And that is the rundown, and I'm beyond excited. So this is like my week to kind of, you know, figure everything out. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now, but let's get into the highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
So I'm going to start with my low light. I always have so much trouble coming up with the low lights, which I guess is good. If you are new to our show and you're just starting to listen, we do highlights and low lights, basically highlights and low lights of the last week, how we've been feeling, happies and crappies, peaks and pits. Everyone's got their own little thing they do, but we do highlights and lowlights around here. So my lowlight would be that I can't be four places at once, and it drives me crazy. I'm not really one to get FOMO. I've learned just after my YouTube kind of, not YouTube career, but after I really started to travel a lot for YouTube and have lots going on, I had to learn how to not get FOMO all the time because everyone's at their own pace and we're all trying to do things at different times. And I just realized that at the end of the day, everyone's missing out on something and you just can't be down on yourself about that. And you have to kind of go at your own pace. However, I'm having so much trouble because I want to travel, but I also like want to be here because a ton of my friends from high school are home right now and we're all home at different times. And like this last weekend, I was in Georgia with like my college friends and I had so much fun, and I'll talk to you guys about that in a second. But then like all my friends from home were here for the weekend and they like went on the boat and they like hung out all weekend. And it's like, I was like, oh, this is so like, it's so hard and you don't want to let anyone down. Like I was telling my friends from home, like, oh, I'm leaving again. They're like, no, you're leaving again. But then when I'm in Georgia, they're like, oh, you're going home. You know, it's so hard. And like, it's a great problem to have, but it's definitely hard to like find that balance. And I'm a people pleaser. And so I'm always like, oh, I don't want to make this person mad. And then when I'm home, I'm like, oh, I should be with my family. So I always try and make a point to like, I don't know, my family has this thing, we'll like go get coffee in the morning together, or we'll go to dinner. Like doing things with food always helps just to kind of get time in. But it's like, so many people that you want to make happy and you want to like make yourself happy. And I had so much to do today and I'm like, I'm just complaining at this point. But I feel like a lot of you guys probably deal with that, especially when you're in college and you come home for the summer. There are so many expectations and there's so many things you're trying to think about. You're like, oh, I have an internship. I need to get a job. I need to be with my family because I don't see them during the school year. I want to hang out with my friends from high school or home. I want to like maybe make a trip to see my friends from college because I miss them. I want to like have a side hustle. I want to start a YouTube channel. I want to work on my blog. Like, oh my God, like I want to travel. You know, it's so hard. And so I just want to, if you guys are going through this, I'm going through it too. And yes, my life looks amazing and it is. And I literally I've had such a great summer and I'm beyond thankful for it, but I am still trying to figure out that balance of, because I also love me time. It's so important. And I've been with people a lot lately. And so it's so hard to be like, yeah, I'm just gonna like go in my room for a second. But like Brooke and I talked about this term we learned, silent friendship time. I'm really starting to infuse that more. Like, okay, like we're in the same room together, we're hanging out, but let me do my thing and you'll do yours, you know, just kind of trying to find that perfect balance between everything, I guess. So that was just like a random little side tangent. Hope that was any sort of helpful or enjoyable for you guys. But my highlight of the last week would definitely be going to Georgia. It was like a plan I had for a while, but it was also very last minute. I don't really know how to explain it, but I went, so I go to the University of Georgia. I'm about to be a junior. And I have a ton of best friends that live in Georgia, obviously. Delaney lives right outside of Atlanta, and my boyfriend also now lives in Georgia. Well, he's always lived in Georgia, but now I have a boyfriend that lives in Georgia. So my best friend and my boyfriend are both in the state of Georgia, and, you know, going all summer without seeing them is hard. So I kind of made a plan, and I wanted to go to Athens because I've always heard that Athens is my college town, and it's supposed to be really fun in the summer sometimes. And I got lucky, and I went on a weekend that, like, so many people were there. I met so many of you guys. Oh my gosh, there were so many subscribers. I think because, like, there was, like, freshman orientation going on, so, you know, naturally a ton of freshmen are watching my videos because they want to see what's up with UGA and everything like that. Shout out to Emily Jo. You were so freaking nice. I met her in the subway line late at night one time after, like, going out, and I met her and her boyfriend, and, like, we were just in line for the longest time, and she's so sweet, and I told her I'd shout her out, so shout out to you. I also shout out to Connie. I'm trying to think of subscribers' names that I met. I just met so many of you guys, and you guys are always so sweet. Like, seriously, meeting you guys makes my life. But yeah, rundown of the weekend. Flew to Atlanta Thursday night. My boyfriend picked me up. He's literally the sweetest, and he, like, brought me kombucha. He was like, do you want anything when you land? And I was like, no, I'm good, fam. Like, don't worry. And when I got in his car, he had, like, kombucha for me, which is literally so sweet. And if you guys know anything about 307s, like, what? Like, that's crazy. And then I had, like, dinner with his family and stuff. And then Friday, he had this whole day planned for me. and I had no idea what we were doing. It literally felt like I was on, like, Bachelor, like, Hometown Edition. Like, I don't know. It was so much fun. Like, he's such a great guy. He took me to the Georgia Aquarium because he knew I've been wanting to go, because I have this thing about aquariums. I don't know what it is. And the Georgia Aquarium is huge and awesome, and it was just such a great day. And then after, he surprised me and took me to Ponce City Market in Atlanta, which is a super cool place. It has, like, a rooftop restaurant and, like, these carnival games, and then, like, super cool stores like Anthropology and Lululemon and stuff on the first floor. So we did that, and we got coffee, and we walked along the Atlanta Beltline. If you guys live in the area, you guys know all this stuff. It was just, like, a really, really good day, and it, like, I'm just, like, so thankful for him, and I don't know, it was just, like, a really good day, so it was really fun. And then Saturday, went to Athens, like, hung out by the pool, and yeah, it was really crazy being in my college town during the summer, but there were surprisingly so many people there. I think because it was freshman orientation, and a lot of people live in Athens over the summer and take summer classes, which is so smart. If you live in Georgia, like, definitely take a class or two over the summer, because it gets credits out of the way. It's just, for me being out of state, it's so expensive to just take one or two classes through UGA. So if anything, I would, like, do it through a school in Tampa, which I probably should do next summer. I just wanted to break the summer. But yeah, and then, yeah, I was in Athens for the weekend. I got to go back to my apartment. My apartment's mainly packed up, honestly, except for I left, like, sheets on my bed, and I left my couch kind of, like, as is, because in the fall, like, I have a year-long lease, so when I go back in July, or in beginning of August, I'll just move everything out of that unit right to my next unit. It's so convenient, but it was nice, because my apartment still felt kind of homey. I had some packages to pick up, so it was kind of, like, a really good weekend. I got a lot done, and then Sunday, I went to Delaney's house, because I'm really close with her family, and we, like, hung out by the pool all day, and just kind of had, like, honestly, a chill day, hung out with her neighbors, you know. Caught up on The Bachelorette, had some dinner, and then yesterday morning, we went to breakfast with her mom, and then she took me to the airport. And guys, I made record timing, so I'm, like, becoming a pretty good traveler. I did a carry-on luggage, which I don't ever do, but when I can, I like to, because it is so convenient, and I feel like such a true traveler, like, so, like, handy, and just very, like, these are my essentials, this is all I need, because usually I overpack, let's be real. But for this trip, I didn't really need all these, like, I don't know, different pairs of shoes and everything. I just needed, like, simple stuff. So my flight was boarding at 1:45, and there was so much traffic. We got to the airport at, like, 1:25. I had literally, you know, 15-20 minutes to get through, but luckily I had already checked in. I was bringing my bag on the plane with me, and I had TSA pre-check. Like, it was perfect. Like, I've never only had, like, 20 minutes to do everything, but it was kind of hype. It was kind of thrilling. So that was exciting. But yeah, so that was kind of a rundown of my weekend. It was really, 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 really good. I'm so glad. And now I don't get to see any of my Georgia friends until I go back to school. So yeah, well, I'm seeing Delaney when we go to Mexico, but as of now, I don't think I'm seeing the boyf until school. So that's just how it goes. But a lot of you guys in the Gals on the Go group, I, like, love the Gals on the Go Facebook group. I actually go there a lot for advice. And what I'll do is I'll, like, search keywords, because I know there's already conversations about things I have questions about, and I don't want to, like, re-ask the question. So I, like, looked up, like, long distance or, you know, different things that I'm always, like, curious about. And you guys seriously have some great tips, and I love talking about stuff like that. And I just want to say you guys are freaking awesome, and the Gals on the Go Facebook group is popping always. So love you guys so much. But I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you guys about Dole. You guys know I love Dole. I talk about it all the time. I love fruit. I love just feeling refreshed. So if you've been listening for the past couple of weeks, you've probably heard me talk about Dole smoothie blends, but they also have these amazing frozen Dole acai bowls too. With the weather starting to warm up, there's nothing that cools me down quite like a delicious acai bowl. It's light and refreshing, and if you've ever had one, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. These smoothie bowls are great for a delicious breakfast or any time as a snack, and they're so convenient. With Dole acai bowls, there's no washing or prep work, no blender to clean. All you have to do is let it thaw or put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, grab a spoon, and enjoy. Instead of going to a smoothie bowl shop every morning, it's so much more convenient to just pull one out of the freezer rather than having to go out and wait in line. And Dole acai bowls are a fraction of the price and just as delicious. They come in three great flavors, original, protein, and tropical. And the best part is each one is 230 calories or fewer. So if you're looking for something tasty first thing in the morning or to sneak in a quick snack break, try Dole acai bowls. Find them in your frozen aisle. Mmm, yum, yum, yum. Now let's get on into my current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things.
So I have been definitely rocking the more athleisure vibes lately. I've been really into honestly wearing Lululemon. I'm wearing all Lululemon right now. It's just super comfortable. And then once I'm already in workout clothes, I like want to go work out. But an item that I've been wearing from Lululemon a lot lately are the Lululemon tracker shorts, I believe they're called. They're just like the simple black running shorts. They're not super fitted. They're a little bit more baggy. Not baggy, that sounds so unflattering. But like they're just so freaking comfortable. And I don't know what, I used to always only wear like those Nike shorts, like with my sorority shirts and stuff like that. That was like a really big thing. And I still do wear some of my Nike shorts. But there is something about these Lululemon tracker shorts that make my legs look so good. I don't know what it is. I'm not super confident in my legs. I've gotten more confident as of late because I've been working out a lot. I'm a little bit tanner, so I think that all kind of helps to make you look more toned. But I really hate wearing shorts with like showing my thighs and everything. That's just I'm being honest. But these Lululemon tracker shorts for some reason make me feel really good about my legs, and they're just super breathable, and I wear them legit every day with like a workout top or a t-shirt or whatever it may be. And I don't know why, they just make your legs look so good. So if you're looking for like a good pair of athletic shorts that you want to feel confident in, I really, really suggest them. I love them a lot. I think I get like the longer ones. They have like, I don't know, 4, 6, and 8 inches. I don't really know the dimensions, but I like the middle-sized ones, I think. I don't like the super short ones. That's just not my vibe, but I do like those a lot. So that's always great. And yeah, so I don't know why I have this written down. I have like a little plan for what I wanted to talk about in today's podcast. Obviously, the main part of this podcast I wanted to talk about is kind of like my summer morning routine. I thought it'd be kind of fun to take you guys along on that. But I've been watching a lot of TV lately. I don't know what's gotten into me. Not TV, but like Netflix, Hulu, the whole nine yards. I just wanted to talk about it really quick because summer is a time to binge shows, and I don't feel guilty about it because it's fun. My favorite thing is at the end of the night after like a long day or being productive all day is just sitting down and like turning on my twinkly lights, turning off my real lights, you know, lighting a candle, getting all cozy in bed, and just watching a couple good episodes of a show, and it puts me right to bed. I know that's absolutely terrible for you, but I'm just being honest. So I'm currently finishing Riverdale, finally. I'm on, like, when the new season came out, I instantly started watching it. I don't know how many more episodes I have, but I'm, like, I'm pretty sure I'm about to be over, and I don't want to look how many episodes there are left because that make me sad. I know not everyone likes Riverdale. I don't know why. Like, it definitely is cheesy at times, and it's weird that now it's, like, turning into a musical, but I really have gotten into it. Like, the Gargoyle King. Like, I need to know who the Gargoyle King is. Like, ASAP Rocky and the Black Hood and, like, all this stuff. Sorry if that spoiled anything. I just really want to know what's up. So I've been watching that. I've also been watching The Bold Type on Hulu. If I want to get more of like a motivated mood, I usually watch Riverdale at night and then I'll watch The Bold Type in the morning to kind of get me motivated for the day. I've talked about this show before, but you guys should seriously watch it. It's about three best friends living in New York City working for Scarlet Magazine. They live such amazing lives. They talk about so many important, not only political issues, but just like other issues in this day and age. And they like bring a voice to it, which I think is really awesome. And it's just like a really good show. And they have new episodes that come out every Tuesday, I think. So I'll like binge a couple. And if I like miss a couple weeks, it's nice because I have a few to watch, or I'll like watch one episode a week when it comes on Hulu. Highly, highly suggest. And oh my gosh, guys, this morning I walked in my brother's room to like see if he wanted to go get coffee, and he was watching Dynasty. And I was like, wait, this episode looks different. He said the new season of Dynasty is on Netflix. And I actually think Brooke told me that and I just completely forgot. So I am so excited. When I'm done with Riverdale, I'm watching the next season of Dynasty. If you guys do not watch Dynasty, watch it. If you like Gossip Girl or any shows of that vibe, you will love Dynasty. My brother's even watching Dynasty. Like, it is that good. So, and Imposters. I've talked about Imposters before, but it's so good. And then I'm finally caught up on The Bachelorette. I watched it last night with my mom. I love Tyler C. He's so cute. He's so nice. He sticks up for her. I don't know if they're perfect for each other, but I feel like she might pick him. I don't really know. Or I really like Garrett. Some people think Garrett's boring. Brooke thinks Garrett's boring, but I think he's like normal and just like a good guy. He's a golf pro from Alabama. She's from Alabama. He does get a little involved with the Luke drama sometimes, which kind of annoys me. I hate when guys in drama is so unattractive to me. I don't know why. But I don't know. So I definitely would say either, I think Garrett's like a good guy. I don't really know if she like loves him. I don't know about Luke. Jed, sketchy season. I'm telling you, I think he's just trying to promote his music career. And then, who were the other guys? Connor is so cute. Connor and Tyler look so alike, too. It's very confusing. But, yeah. So, I just want to do a little TV recap. I thought it would be kind of fun. Let me know if you guys liked that. Brooke and I sometimes do it. But it's just hard because I know everyone watched different shows. And I hate when I'm listening to a podcast and they talk about shows that I literally don't care about. I'm like, okay. So like I was saying earlier, when I went back to my apartment in Athens this weekend, I had some packages waiting for me, and one of the packages waiting for me was a Scentbird box. I was so excited. I always love getting new perfumes from Scentbird. Scentbird's basically a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes, and it's kind of like a way for you to discover new perfumes and colognes without buying an entire bottle, which I hate doing because they last almost too long, and then they're not travel friendly. So these are awesome, and they have a good amount of like product in them. So yeah, you basically go on their website and choose from 450 designer brands, and you can choose the perfume that you want to try, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. And sometimes mine lasts longer than 30 days. That's 120 sprays. There, you have enough to apply more than 4 times daily for a month. So it's pretty freaking awesome. I put them in my backpack. I put them in my purse, bring them on the plane. I've just needed them a lot lately with traveling. And that's nice because you can bring like a daytime scent and a nighttime scent. I just got Light Blue from Dolce & Gabbana in the mail, and then also I think Gucci Guilty. So pretty hype about that. With an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/GOTG and use my code GOTG for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/GOTG for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing. All right, so let's get on into my summer routine. My summer morning routine obviously varies every day, but I'm going to kind of take you guys along on what they've been like lately. And this is like when I'm at home. This is not like when I'm at a hotel or anything of the sorts. And I didn't write this down, so we're just going to kind of chat. So what I've been doing lately is been waking up around 8, 9, or 10, depending on. I've been waking up early. I swear I'm still like on grease time. It's really, really weird. And then I'll usually have a spin class booked from any time between 10 and 12 p.m., like 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., because I like starting it in the morning, but I like to have my morning still. Like, I don't like to rush out of bed and just go to spin. Like, I'm a big breakfast person. Like, I have to eat something before I work out, no matter, even if it's like a 6 a.m. workout, like, I'll like faint if I don't eat. Like, it's just how my body's built. So I'll wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. And I'm trying to be super cool and like ASMR, like how the Skinny Confidential will be like, yeah, so my summer morning routine is like this and that. So I'm like really trying to do my best, but please bear with me. I'll wake up and I'll usually first off make a cup of hot tea. I've been really loving actually the Costco brand Kirkland's hot green matcha tea. It's basically green tea, but it's got some matcha powder around the tea bag, and it gives you a little bit of energy. I put a little bit of cream or milk or something in there to make it a little creamy, because the matcha on its own is very strong and a little bit like bitter if you don't put cream in it, I find personally, but just like a little bit. And then, oh my god, my boyfriend just DM'd me on LinkedIn. That is so funny. He must be so bored at his internship. I'm sorry. That was so funny. He said, where are you at? Okay. Wow. That was really funny. So yeah, I'll have my hot green tea and it kind of like starts my digestion for the day. I swear it like makes my digestion a lot better for the rest of the day. Kind of debloats me, gives me a little natural energy. I try not to drink coffee right away. After that, I'm really into toast. I just find that 2 pieces of toast in the morning just gets me where I need to be. If I have time, I'm going to make eggs too, like some scrambled eggs or just some egg whites or like one fried egg. But usually if it's like pretty early in the morning and I have to work out, I'm just going to do toast, because you betcha bottom dollar I'm going to be hungry after my workout too. So why bother? So I've been really loving Dave's Killer Bread. I've gotten my grandparents onto it, my mom onto it, my dad onto it. And I have to give all the props to Delaney. She's the one who showed me this bread. I don't know why it's so good. It has a lot of fiber in it. It's like the multigrain. I don't know. It's got all kinds of seeds in it. It's just so good. Like, I'm very particular about my bread, and this is good bread. And I just put a little butter on it, and I eat 2 pieces with my hot green tea. And then I'll go and do my little skincare routine. You guys have been asking me about a skincare routine. I'm always trying new products. My skin's breaking out right now, so I feel weird talking about my skincare routine because I feel like I'm not worthy. But it's also because I've been traveling in that airplane air and like, bleh. But this is what I've been doing in the morning before a workout. I'll just use the Sephora Collection Glycolic Glow Peel Pads. I love them. They sent them the first one to me. I did a sponsorship with them, but then I literally went and repurchased my own container of the pads because they're that awesome, frankly. So it's perfect. It's just like exfoliates your face in the morning. And then I don't put moisturizer on because I don't like to have moisturizer on while I'm working out because I feel like there's no point. I'm sweating and that's gross and clogging of the pores. I'll brush my teeth. I'll put on a nice workout outfit, my typical workout outfit. You guys probably know by now it's like my uniform, high-waisted Lululemon leggings or from other brands, but usually Lululemon. I like the Lululemon Wonder Under high-rise leggings with the Luxe Stream. And then I'll wear like a long sports bra tank top situation, like a crop tank top-ish. I don't really know, like a high neck one. And I'll put on my socks and my slides or whatever it may be, fill up my hydro flask with water so I drink it on my way to spin. And then on my way to spin, I'll listen to really inspiring music. I get myself hyped for the day. My favorite part of the morning is I love driving. That is one thing I do love about being home. And in the summer, you have to drive everywhere, whereas in Athens, I kind of walk most places unless I'm going to like chapter at my sorority house or whatever it may be. So it's honestly, I don't know. I love being able to drive when I'm home. So I'll listen to my Summer 19 playlist on SoundCloud because it gets me so hype. It's like, I don't know, it's not intense EDM. It's like low-key EDM. I'm into EDM. Or I'll listen to a podcast. I've been listening to Girls Gotta Eat podcast. I can't lie. I've listened to a couple episodes of Call Her Daddy and I'm like, it's entertaining. You have to be in the mood. I've also been listening to Skinny Confidential, him and her podcast, Manifest by Tori Sterling. What other podcasts am I? I'm like definitely blanking on like a ton. Oh, I listen to The Morning Toast because I like my fast five stories in the morning to kind of get my pop culture brain in tune. And yeah, it depends on the mood. Sometimes I'm in the mood to listen to music or I'm in the mood to like listen to other people talk. Do you guys ever feel like that? Like that's why I became obsessed with podcasts because I was tired of listening to music almost. And I was like too tired to like jam out because when I listen to music, I listen to music. So if I'm not in that mood, then I'll listen to a podcast and just like kind of like take myself out of my life and just put myself in someone else's. And it's just like a nice distraction. I get to spend like 15 minutes early, get my bike, the whole nine yards, sweat it out. After spin, I'll usually, freshen myself up a little bit. I don't usually shower because I just, like, don't have time. And I'll usually go and treat myself to something. That's kind of, like, my thing after spin. I'll either go to this place called Fresh Kitchen in Tampa, which is amazing. I'll get, like, their sweet potato noodles. Oh, my God. I am literally, wow, that sounds so nice right now. Like, sweet potato noodles with, like, cauliflower mash and broccoli and chicken. Oh, my God. I want that right now. I want that right now. And then, or I'll go and get, like, a pitaya bowl or a smoothie or something of that sort, and I might meet up with a friend to do that, or I'll just go straight home. Sometimes I'll like go to the mall after, or I'll like do something else after, but if I do something else after, I've got to shower because that's just gross. But if I like just go to pick something up, I don't feel weird in my like workout clothes, then I'll come back, shower, and I'll start doing, you know, like my YouTube stuff. I'm always responding to emails, or I'll edit, or I'll record a haul. Or what I've been doing a lot lately is coming back after like I was sweaty and just put on my bathing suit and jump in the pool as just kind of like a quick cool off and just tan a little bit. A lot of you guys have been asking like my tan routine, and this is all natural, baby. My skin's super bronze right now and I'm really proud of myself. I don't know the last time I got spray tan, which is crazy. And it's just because I've just been jumping in the pool and just being out in the sun, not like for hours on end, but I'll just like lay out after I go in the pool for like 45 minutes, listen to a podcast, chill out with my family. It's been a really great way to bond with my family, just kind of all of us go out back and hang out by the pool for a little bit. I'm obviously really thankful that I have that opportunity. And then I might come in and shower if I hadn't already. And then, it just like kind of depends. I'll either come back and like be all super summer vibes and chill, or I'll shower and kind of get in girl boss mode. But yeah, that's kind of my summer morning routine. I'm trying to think. Music that I've been listening to in the morning, I really like Deep House Relax from Spotify. I'm listening to country a lot lately. It's kind of crazy. I'm trying to think of what other music I listen to. I like lots of music. I like have been listening to the same music though for like a long time. I feel like since like January, I haven't really found new music, which is kind of crazy. Also, my bed at my house is so comfortable. Like, I freaking love, like, I'm not, like, at school, I'm never, like, in my bed. I'm always, like, in my living room or something. But there is something about my bed at home that I just love. I think it's partly because of my new Buffy. Buffy makes bedding that is earth-friendly and cruelty-free. Brooke and I have talked about Buffy before. I really, really like this comforter. Basically, it has a it's called the Breeze, which regulates the temperature. You get no more night sweats. You get cozy without overheating. It's like a pretty thick comforter, but it's very light, which I really like, so I'm super comfortable, and I like being cold at night. It's 100% plant-based, designed to be breathable and keeps you at a comfortable temperature in a way that polyester and down-filled comforters cannot. It's made of eucalyptus fabric inside and out. Smells so good. It's softer than cotton, and it naturally soothes your skin. Earth-friendly, hypoallergenic, cruelty-free, the list goes on. And I just, again, love that it's plant-based. You can try a comforter in your own bed for free. If you don't love it, you can return it at no cost, which I think is awesome. I personally love mine a lot. I picked mine up in Athens this past weekend because I sent it to my apartment and I brought it back home with me, and I'm obsessed with it. I've been sleeping so well. I don't know, it's just very different than my old one. It just keeps me cool because I don't know why I keep emphasizing that. It's just very important to feel comfortable and like lightweight, but still like cold and warm. And at the same time, I don't really know. So for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter the code GALS. That's buffy.co and enter the code GALS for $20 off your Buffy comforter. Absolutely love it. So yeah, and then my night routine, I guess I can get a little into that. I usually will just chill all day or like hang with my friends, whatever it may be. And then I'll come back and watch The Bachelorette with my mom or watch a movie, or we've been like taking the golf cart to get dinner downtown lately. It's been a vibe for my fam. And then I kind of do my more of a skincare routine at night. So I'll wash my face. I'm always changing my cleanser up. I'm not really picky towards my cleansers just because I feel like my skin gets used to cleansers easily. So I try to switch it up every now and then, but I like to use gentle cleansers, maybe an exfoliant once a week, nothing crazy. And then I go to town on the serums. I've been using the Kiehl's Dark Spot Corrector at night to kind of help with any acne scarring that I have left behind from when I went on Accutane. And if you guys want me to talk more about Accutane, I can. I don't know if a lot of you guys know I was on that my senior year of high school, and that was a time. It did work though, I will tell you. And then I'll also use either the Sephora Vitamin C Serum, or I also love Sunday Riley CEO Glow, or the Sunday Riley Tidal Moisturizer. I just basically do a serum and a moisturizer over top. I've been dabbling in eye cream. The lady at Sephora was like, girl, you need to be like doing that because you'll like love yourself later on in life. And I was like, okay, maybe. And what else do? I put on lip balm, I brush my teeth, put in my retainer. I like love sleeping in my retainer. Like, I like notice if I don't wear my retainer for like a few days, like I can tell, and it's so annoying because I got my braces off literally sophomore year of high school and I'm still wearing it. Like, do you guys still wear a retainer? Because I still do. Then I'll heat up my heat pack and get in bed and watch Riverdale and drink chamomile tea and life is good. Might FaceTime my boyfriend. That's kind of our routine because he like interns all day, or I'll like FaceTime one of my friends or just kind of read funny tweets. I don't really know. That's kind of my vibe. So yeah, that's kind of my summer and night routine, summer morning and night routine. As for getting motivated midsummer, I completely know what that's like. I don't know why this last few days I've been in like this midsummer slump. I'm like halfway through, you know, kind of start got to looking at to prepare for like sorority recruitment, like my outfits, planning our apartment, you know, kind of starting to get into like the back to school vibes, but I still got a couple trips and I want to make sure I'm hanging out with my friends at home. And I've already like gone on that whole rant, but something for me, I like was super motivated the last few weeks right before Greece, like working out like crazy. And I kind of lost that for a second. And then I just kind of bring myself back to how I felt when I was super motivated, and I realized how much fun it is. And once you get started for the day, it is so amazing. Like this morning, to be honest, I woke up, I was kind of like, oh, like I have to record, I have to email, I have a workout. Like I just don't feel like doing anything. And it could have been so easy for me to roll back over in bed and just be lazy all day. But when I'm lazy, I like don't feel good. Like my stomach starts hurting, like my body's achy, like whatever. So I got up, I went and got coffee with my fam, came back, hung out with them for a little bit, took a shower. I wasn't gonna wash my hair because I was working out tonight, but I knew that just getting in the shower and like just doing like a body rinse and like getting cool water on my body would refresh me, and it sure as heck did. Washing my face, drinking some coffee, motivated for me the day. And just talking to my friends and my family and just kind of being social kind of got me up for the day. And then I got motivated. And it is a push sometimes to get motivated for the day or feel motivated midsummers. I know, like, a lot of my friends right now are kind of like, oh, like, I'm just kind of waiting to go back to school because there's nothing to do at home. And I completely understand, especially during college. It's like weird because over the summer, your friends might be gone on an internship or they have a job 9 to 5. Like, my best friend Caitlin here has a job from 9 to 5, and it's hard because I always want to do something stuff in the day and she can only do stuff at night, and it's hard. So I understand there's days when I'm like, wow, literally no one can hang out. Like, I don't have to do it myself, but I don't know, you just have to kind of stay positive and know that if you get stuff done over the summer, you'll feel so good at the end of the summer because you'll be so proud of yourself, whether it's a fitness journey or a health journey or working on your side hustle or trying to better yourself, whatever it may be. You will feel so, so good at the end of the summer if you used your summer to the fullest, obviously while enjoying it at the same time. So that's kind of my little bit on that. So I thought I would end this with a little Q&A. All right, so I asked you guys on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram to send questions in. A lot of you guys did. So, yeah, I'm just going to kind of go through a couple of these to end off the podcast. Boys, frat boys. Tips on how to get a boyfriend. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Dating in college. I guess I can kind of touch on that. Dating in college is weird. I really didn't think I'd ever really date in college. I thought I would just be kind of doing my own thing. I didn't really know. Freshman year, no one really dates. I'll tell you now, like, don't go into freshman year looking for a boyfriend. Like, none of the guys are looking to have a girlfriend necessarily. I mean, not all, but like a lot of them are just kind of looking to have fun, as you should. Like, you need to kind of find yourself freshman year. But then sophomore year, especially junior year, I feel like a lot of the guys start realizing, okay, like, I've had my fun. Like, I definitely just want to, like, settle down and, like, be with one person and kind of hang out with them. And it's a lot of fun because you can take them on your date nights and vice versa. And I don't know, just kind of help each other with school or whatever it may be. It's definitely interesting and dealing with, you know, freshman year, I had a boyfriend that didn't go to my school, and so I didn't really have to deal with the whole, like, frat boy situation. But a lot of frat boys are actually very, very, very nice and really awesome. But some of them you do have to be careful with. You never really know. How to get back on track after vacation. It's hard because all you want to do is, like, sleep. Like, I can't lie, my suitcase is still definitely not unpacked. It is definitely right next to me. It's really hard because you're like going to vacation is so exciting. You pack like 4 days in advance and it's this whole big thing. And then when you come back, you're like, I just want to be on the beach still or wherever you came from. But I think the biggest thing is to kind of just be like, okay, that was really fun. I'm back. Unpack your suitcase as soon as you get home that night, honestly, because you always have to unzip your suitcase when you first come home to, like, get your toothbrush and your skincare and whatever it may be. So after you do that, just take out everything else too, put your suitcase away, and it'll feel so good. And then you wake up the next day without your little vacation hangover. You're feeling good. You feel like it's a new day. You're not looking at your suitcase and being all sad because you're not on vacation anymore. So yeah, a lot of you guys were asking about motivation. I think I kind of touched on that. I don't really know. Of course, my Wi-Fi is so darn slow. Love that for me. A lot of you guys asked about relationships. I don't know what to talk about. I'm not good at this. I think I'm gonna do a whole episode on sorority recruitment because a lot of you guys are asking about that. I'm just gonna have to figure out how to word that and what you guys want me to talk about exactly. Yeah, chit-chat pods. I think I've been chit-chatting a good amount. Recaps of The Bachelorette, we're doing that. Oh, someone asked me, do you pay for everything yourself, or do your parents ever help with some things? So, I'll be transparent. So, I do not pay for my college tuition. I'm very thankful my parents set aside money for me when I was really, really little to go to college. So, I'm very thankful that I do not have to pay for my college tuition. However, I pay for my apartment, I pay for my groceries, I pay for absolutely everything. My parents are very gracious and they do offer to pay for things sometimes, but as of late, in the last like year or so, I've kind of felt like, okay, I make my own money, like I'm gonna use my own money. So I'm always buying myself groceries, food. When I go out to eat with my friends, I'm using my card, getting myself coffee, I'm using my card. This morning, my dad and I went to coffee and he treated me to coffee. And it's nice, like, when I'm home, you know, to, like, have your parents pay for you sometimes. It's definitely, like, a good feeling, but I'll even treat my parents to dinner sometimes. It feels good just because I can, and I'm really thankful to be making money at this age, and have you know, money to spare and share. Spare and share? That's what my mom always says. Like, you know, to enjoy it, but also share with others. I'm always trying to, like, give back, whether it be, like, take him on a nice experience, whatever it may be. But, like, yeah, I pay for my gas. I pay for everything. So, but I don't, it's not like I'm, like, self-made. Like, I do have help from my parents if I wanted to, but I just kind of feel guilty almost asking them to. So that's just kind of, that's that. I'm very, very thankful, but no, like the Gucci bags, the computers, the everything, that would be my money. I would not let them buy that for me. So yeah, any meetups planned? I'm having a meetup in Tampa. I'm about to announce it. I know I like keep saying that, but I'm really about to announce it. It's going to be on Friday, July 26th in Tampa. The location is about to be announced. It's going to be on a Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, July 26th. So if you live in the Tampa area, definitely reserve time for that. Get off work, or I guess you would be off work because it's 5 to 7. That's why we did it. But come to Tampa that weekend and come meet me and let's hang. And I'm so excited. I can't wait. It's going to be literally so much fun. Like, wow. It's going to be crazy. I have that meetup and then I have like 10 days and then I have to start packing and preparing to move into my new apartment. So speaking of apartments, have you ever thought about the fact that where you choose to live directly impacts the you become? Apartments.com has the most listings, which means you have the most apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from to unlock your full potential and become the best version of yourself. You're in control of your rental future, not to mention they have custom search tools. So if you're looking for something specific like pet friendly, commute friendly, sit on my couch and watch reruns because I have the place all to myself friendly, you'll find it. But wait, there's more. With Apartments.com, what you see is what you rent. They comb through their listings to make sure all the information is verified and up to date. That way, you're not wasting your sweet, sweet time. They're making the hunting for a new place process a breeze. So send subpar rental search sites packing and visit Apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com, change your apartment, change the world. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed talking to you guys. I know it was definitely rambly. That's the thing with solo episodes. They kind of just go all over the place, but it's kind of fun. I had stuff I wanted to chat about. I'm feeling really, really motivated now. I'm actually going to go and my brother took some like GoPro footage of him surfing and he wants me to help him edit that. So I was like, oh, that'd be cute sibling time. I definitely need some lunch now too. I'm getting hungry. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I love you guys so much. I'm going to post a little thing in the Gals on the Go Facebook group and ask you guys to kind of comment and submit your feedback. So definitely be on the look for that. But next week, Brooke and I will be back at it together and we'll talk about her job, everything of the sorts. But yeah, love you guys so much. Thanks so much for being amazing Gals on the Go. And I'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye-bye.
It was a crime no one expected, and one many can't forget. 22 Hours, An American Nightmare, a new podcast from WTOP News and Podcast One, details the heinous murders of a D.C. power couple, their 10-year-old son, and housekeeper inside their own home. The chilling messages from the victims being held hostage.
Hey, Nellie, it's Saba.
The complicated trail of evidence and shocking moments from the trial.
She thinks she knows how Darren Wink got inside the house.
His defense team drops a bombshell.
Will this investigation lead to the release of confidential audio recordings from the case?
So it's under general counsel review. I mean, I'm committing to making a transparent court.
22 Hours, An American Nightmare. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts today.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach floral printed leather Cassie crossbody bag, and the Le Creuset shallot Dutch oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.